980 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Marines now confirming that the five service members aboard a helicopter that crashed in remote California earlier this week were all killed in the crash. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
An extensive search was triggered after the crew failed to arrive as scheduled in San Diego. About 7 hours later, search teams found a debris field in the mountains outside San Diego. The chopper is a CH-53 Super Stallion helicopter known as the Marines' workhorse.
The U.S. Supreme Court will this morning hear arguments as to whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the ballot in Colorado because of his actions on January 6th. Prince William stepping back into the spotlight for the first time since his father's cancer diagnosis and wife's hospitalization. The prince addressed a charity event for air ambulance helicopter pilots. The Prince of Wales is a former ambulance helicopter pilot himself. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the U.S. following his fifth trip to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is ABC News. It's now been more than a week since Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago was hit by a cyber attack. Phone and computer systems still offline. Experts say it could take weeks to recover and rebuild all the systems. When the medals are handed out at the Summer Olympics in France this year, a tiny piece of Paris will be inside.
Each medal will have an unusual inlay, a hexagonal polished piece of iron. The head of design at the Paris Organizing Committee, Joachim Ronson.
In the center, you can see that something is different. It's made of the Eiffel Tower. It's 18 grams of the original metal of the Eiffel Tower.
It comes from girders that were swapped out of the tower during renovations. None of the medals from the previous games, stretching back to 1896, ever had this kind of unique feature. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
For the third time since December, a volcano in southwestern Iceland is erupting. One of the biggest tourist spots in the country, Blue Lagoon Spa, has been evacuated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate Show. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says it expects more calls for help with the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Executive Director Rose Blazinski says today's increased accessibility to sports betting means more people are in danger of developing a gambling addiction. Anyone who thinks they need help is urged to contact the council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan, 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Wisconsin loses at Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing 72-68 to a struggling Michigan Wolverine program. They were able to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers head to Rutgers Saturday. Number 7th-ranked Marquette getting ready to host St. John's on Saturday. The Golden Eagles have now won 6 in a row. Baseball. The Brewers adding players after trading pitcher Corbin Burns to the Orioles. They've signed Jacob Junis from the Giants to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. NFL, the Chiefs getting ready for the Super Bowl, but since Las Vegas is the host city, they have to borrow the facilities of their rival, the Raiders. Andy Reid says everything is just fine.
It's great conditions to prepare for this game. I think our guys have been focused in up to this point, so the facilities are great.
That's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want. It's time to raise money for Jack FM's parking fines.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy ice auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I've been fishing a lot of tungsten lately. I like the feel of the heavier tungsten jigs. But I discovered just recently that sometimes what you want is a slow flutter down to trigger that bite. I'll tell you more, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
I love the feel of a tungsten jig. They're heavy, they tend to bounce well, and you get a really nice ping for a solid signal on the sonar. But I was watching some fish that were reacting negatively to my tungsten jigs on the camera here recently, and I discovered that what they were after was a very slow fluttering approach. So I switched over to this very light spoon, and it was just the action that I needed. I only used a couple of maggots on the treble hook, and I would raise this lure up and just let it flutter slowly back down and rest on the bottom. These perch that I was fishing would actually swim up to the lure as it was fluttering down, and right after it settled on the bottom, they would inhale those maggots, and I would set the hook. I saw this all on camera. I would have never known it had I not had that visual. But it made me realize that a fast-dropping jig, like those tungsten jigs I've been using, are not always the ticket for success. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
This bunch of songs was buried under some girly magazines in the shed. Enjoy.
If Jag FM had only listened to our parents, we wouldn't be living with them right now.
Oh, Jack FM, playing what we want.
Amadeus, 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 Er die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock, wer aber den ist.
Give you a piece of my mind. Unfortunately, I lost it years ago.
Pack FM thanks you from the bottom of our wallets.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save on bulk purchases of select insulation from trusted brands like Green Fiber. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy six or more select interior pre-hung and slab doors. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, TawnyM, that's T-A-W-N-Y, TawnyM, at parkmanorwy.com or call 715-762-2449.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? I pass a small cafe where we dance at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl? Where we used to go, and I'll be there.
Jag FM, playing what we want. That concludes the reading of our manifesto. Your passive-aggressive comments.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are and live with all your faults. Where you are, I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the light? Don't suppose I'll ever